You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're going to continue on with the Biblical Law series. Let me ask everybody a question. Does the New Testament give a reason for the law? That's a good question, I think. So what's the reason for the law? Go ask your minister. You'll get all kinds of different answers. But let's take a look at what the Bible says the reason for the law is. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. That's in the New Testament, right? Can't say, oh, where is that? Oh, that's Moses? Oh, we reject Moses. No, this is New Testament. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. It says, now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. That's the purpose of the commandment. Not oppression, not to make you jump through hoops, not to stroke God's ego. It's love from a pure heart. Whose heart? God's heart. From a good conscience. From sincere faith. Do you have sincere faith? If you reject God's law, you better check and see what the Bible says about that. So what are we supposed to do? Let's take a look at, you know, you ever meet somebody who says, just give me the bottom line. Let's cut to the chase. So let's cut to the chase. What's the bottom line? What is it that we're supposed to do? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is what we're supposed to do. You want to cut to the bottom line, cut to the chase? Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men. It doesn't say fear God and keep some of his commandments. It says fear God and keep his commandments. You don't get to choose which ones. Your preacher don't get to tell you which ones. God tells you to keep his commandments. It's the whole duty of man. Really? Does that agree with the New Testament? Well, let's take a look at Matthew 19:17. Jesus himself said this. So he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. All of them. Jesus said the key to entering into eternal life was keeping God's commandments. So, what commandments was he talking about? Matthew 4:4 says, Jesus talking again, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's right, not some of the words that proceed from God's mouth. Every word. Are there commandments you don't understand? Well, there's commandments that nobody understands every commandment of God. If they say they do, they're lying. But we don't pick and choose. It's not Old Country Buffet. Ryan's Buffet, where you walk in and say, oh, I like this. I like broccoli. Oh, I don't like cauliflower. Get that away from me. Every word, that's what we're supposed to do. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.